she or child. Hello, we got cut off. I telephoned a few minutes ago asking about a no confidence vote against Ursula von der Leyen.
Yes, it's just my colleague. Now you're speaking to the Secretary of Health. Your
line is very bad.
Sorry. I am wondering what you were planning to do, and I'm hoping that you were going to vote to reform the European Union, because I suffer many illegalities. I complain to, for example. Hello again. I got cut off again, unfortunately. Today is not my day with telephones, it seems.
No problem. I have the sense of what you're looking for, though. So you want to hear and support the censure motion on Ursula von der Leyen?
Well, I understand that there had actually been an earlier censure motion against her, but that one failed, so hopefully a new one might be successful.
So Kieran's position on this, and well, it has been, is that he has voted to censure the Commission President, because he does not agree with the Commission on Gaza, on Mercosur, and multiple other issues. So he absolutely has taken that position, and was among a number of Irish members.
Oh, well, I am glad to hear this, and I don't want to waste your time, but if you have time, I can give you maybe some additional examples of why to censure her, which you might not already know about. I mean, obviously they're the
fairly up to speed with what's going on. I can give you some more information if you want to go to.
Oh, definitely, yes, do so, please.
I mean, but all that's available online.
Actually, I don't know, because I have looked at the European Parliament website many times, and I have tried to see where there is a record of who voted for what, and haven't.
On the censure motion, it was a secret ballot, but the Irish MEPs, all of the members were passed on this, and I mean, I won't speak like
and maybe if I look more into that, when I said that I had looked for to see who had voted on what, that wasn't specific to a censure motion. It was more generally, and actually thinking specifically of a different vote many months ago. But Right, but I appreciate that overall you were aware about von der Leyen and Gaza and blah blah blah, but what I was actually offering to say was that I actually complained to the European Union since many years about serious problems which are not as well known, and I do not get satisfactory responses. I complain to the European Ombudsman since Emily O'Reilly used to be the European Ombudsman, and I've sent a reminder complaint after a person from the University of Coimbra of Portugal became the European Ombudsman, and even before I contacted the European Ombudsman many years ago, I had also complained to minor faceless bureaucrats who do not get their names in the papers and so on, but who do abuse EU taxes, and it's unfortunately there seems to be a lot of corruption and hypocrisy in the European Union.
I mean, some very broad claims there. I mean, I couldn't possibly comment on them. So, I mean, if you have an issue that you'd like Kieran to raise at EU level, please send them by email. We get back to them by contact us. I can't talk to those issues that you just raised on the phone. But we'd be happy to look at whatever complaints you have about the EU and how it works. But we just need it on paper in order.
I shall be able to send papers or emails. I've sent registered letters to the European Union. I've gotten letters back, but they're very kind of prevaricating and dishonest and conniving. And unfortunately, while I do go into specifics in those letters, unfortunately there are really very many different problems. It's just it seems to be systematic evilness, and I'm very disappointed, unfortunately. I'm not saying that I'm disappointed with Kieran and Mullooly, but I'm disappointed with the European Union. Thanks. I shall write to you later. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye.